We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are today saying goodbye to Judge Damon Keith. Family confirming the former federal judge died early this morning at the age of 96. He served more than 56 years on the bench. News Radio 950's John Hewitt joining us now live and local, beginning our team coverage on the judge's passing. John?
Rob, his biography was aptly titled A Crusader for Justice, and while that is what Judge Damon Keith will be remembered for by so many, for him it was about delivering justice from behind the bench.
I've never held anyone in contempt of court, and I've never threatened to hold anyone in contempt of court. I've tried to be fair. I try to balance the scales of justice.
That was Keith speaking during an interview with Detroit Public Television 4 or 5 years ago. And during his judicial career, which began in 1967 by being nominated by President Lyndon Johnson to a seat on the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan, Judge Keith would end up with a career behind the bench that spanned 10 presidents over 5 decades. Damon Keith, dead at the age of 96. Funeral arrangements are pending. Reporting live, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, thank you, John. We're going to continue our team coverage right now. And joining us on the live line, former Detroit Mayor Dennis Archer. And we certainly appreciate your time and joining us today. It's a sad day, but a life to be celebrated, Mr. Mayor.
Without questions on both accounts. A very, very sad day, given the loss that we've experienced, but one to celebrate for his amazing life that Judge Damon Keith led, and being a tremendous role model, whether as a lawyer, a judge, a father, a person who cared about his community. And I've been receiving a number of emails from Reverend Wendell Anthony, for example, from the NAACP, talking about and lauding the contributions that Judge Keith made and his contributions to the NAACP. Lane Coleman, who talked about the feelings of Sigma Pi Phi fraternity, Iota Boule, in terms of his impact on all of us who are in the fraternity, and just how he has been as a human being. And John just teed it up very nicely. I compliment him on his accuracy and on his sensitivity to try to capture, and well, he did, the life of Judge Damon Keith.
And Mr. Mayor, anything that sticks out in your mind over this very long 50-some year career that carries special importance to you in particular?
Well, several. As a lawyer, watching and reading about the contributions Judge Keith has made, his opinions that have been upheld by the United States Supreme Court, and often unanimous, his, in terms of speaking out on behalf of civil rights and civil liberties, and his feeling free to take on the current president of the United States and his attorney general as it relates to wiretapping that was utilized at the Judge Keith said you can't do that in the United States Supreme Court, and the unanimous decision said correctly that he was correct. And then there's the personal side. I was able to clerk for his law firm in 1967, and I was there during the rebellion. I watched how he and his firm that he led was remarkable in terms of how they gave back to the community and how he stressed the importance of working and respecting with the community, something that he did the entire time, all of his life. And he did that in terms of choosing outstanding, talented young lawyers to be his law clerks, and then he worked with them and trained them, and caused them to be outstanding ambassadors, one of which is a general counsel nationally or internationally for Toyota. So there's a lot of contributions. And this most recently, there was an opinion by a three-judge panel on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. The person who was lead and author of that was a law clerk of Judge Keith. He argued, our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, in terms of how she wants to cause fairness and people to be able to vote and people to be able to be registered and vote, those kinds of things. She was a clerk of Judge Damon Keith. Jennifer Granholm, she was a clerk of Judge Keith. And personally for me, he was one of the best mentors that I could ever ask for. He swore in me to when I became a lawyer, swore in my wife, swore in our son Dennis Jr. when he became a lawyer. He was there for me in terms of swearing me in at the very important parts of my life. He gave me great advice, and towards the end of 2017, I authored a book, co-authored with Elizabeth Atkins, called Let the Future Begin. Judge Keith was kind enough to write the foreword. That meant so much to me in terms of having him do that and what he said. It's like losing more than a friend. It's more like losing a father, a international figure who is very well respected for what he accomplished. He was a great family man who loved his wife, they loved their three daughters and their two granddaughters at the time when, he just was a great role model. You couldn't ask for a better person and a person to emulate.
Well, certainly Judge Damon Keith leaving a legacy that so few can really compare to. Former Detroit Mayor Dennis Archer, thank you so much for sharing your memories and your experiences with the judge, and our sympathies to you and all who found Judge Damon Keith to be close in their lives. Thank you so much for joining us.
I thank you so much for giving me the privilege to be able to share my thoughts regarding a good and outstanding judge, lawyer, and father.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.